Now, the Missouri Bar does a lot. It has publications, it gives advice to attorneys, it does community service projects, it educates the public, but it also has over 30 law committees. What do these committees do?
One great example that I would give you that I really think just really goes to improve the lives of Missourians is something called the Uniform Digital Assets Act. And coming together with lawyers of all different practice areas, with social media providers, with our legislators, we were able to develop a uniform act where that the social media after somebody passes can be dealt with similar to a will or a trust. Facebook, Twitter, or most of us take pictures with our phones, and those are put online, stored in the cloud, and then if something happens, sometimes it's a tragedy, Facebook then sends out notifications periodically on birthdays. Well, you couldn't control that if you were the surviving next of kin. Now with this act, you can do it just as you would with a typical estate.
Is that legislation that was passed through the Missouri State House as a result of one of the committees?
It was. It was a Missouri Bar-sponsored act that we brought forth and assisted by some of our lawyer legislators. They sponsored the bill, and we worked with the Missouri legislature to pass that, and then the governor signed it into law.
I want to ask you about how involved the Missouri Bar gets in statewide issues. For example, one we have reported on for about 7 or 8 years now is the public defenders in Missouri say they cannot ethically carry out their constitutional duties to represent low-income defendants because of a lack of state resources. So what role, if any, does the Missouri Bar play in finding solutions?
The Missouri Bar has been involved in the criminal justice system from the very beginning, and specifically when the public defender was formed back when, for a long time, local lawyers would serve in appointed cases after Gideon versus Wainwright. But as that evolved, the public defender system was formed. We then work as a convener to bring all these folks together, to talk about things, to work, to be sure all the information is out there. Now, certainly, there's two sides. For example, with the criminal code, we brought those prosecutors and public defenders and other defense lawyers together to revise, to establish a comprehensive criminal code. So we don't get involved in saying this person's right or that person's wrong, but we get involved in convening and being sure that we have an effective statewide criminal justice system.
And the Bar also organizes community service projects. Tell us about a couple of the local ones.
Springfield's always had a long tradition of their lawyers working very well with the community and being involved in partnerships with the community. And the most exciting program that I've seen lately is a program that you might have heard referred to as the Legal Beagle Book Club or Community Redevelopment. But the Springfield Bar is actually working with citizens in the community to help them with legal problems, to help children with literacy, to develop a community relationship with these folks. And it's just so neat that they're out there doing that. And it's just a great thing for your community.
Ray Williams is the new president of the Missouri Bar, which has more than 30,000 members across the state. He joined us in our studios in Springfield. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.